Okay, good evening. This is the National Finance Committee meeting of November 1st, 2016. This is Michael Novick, the chair. Paul Martin, the secretary, will call the roll.
Okay. Nick Arena.
Here.
Fred Blair.
Present.
Adriana Kasanov. Joseph Davis.
Present.
Joseph Davis. R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
Serene Roberts. Barbara Whipperman. Okay, that is six.
Okay, I believe that Efren Uranus also came on the call.
Did I hear you, Efren?
Interim controller. Don't have a CFO currently. I asked him to come on to talk about the Pacifica National Office budget. Were there any requests for excused absences?
There are no excused absences.
Okay. Everybody's on this committee by mandate or election or something.
Well, actually, if you look at motions that have been passed by the PNB, you don't get excused absences anymore at all, I think, on any of those committees. But certainly this one is else. You know.
All right. You had sent minutes for the 20th, I think, before the meeting that we canceled. Is that right? Were there?
Yeah, I sent. I had to make a new revision because today we received three emails from the insurance.
No, I was asking. I was asking Arpol about minutes for the committee.
Yeah, we have minutes for the 20th of September.
Okay, so I included an agenda in an email, but I didn't label it as an agenda email. I guess the post agenda would be call to order, roll call, agenda approval, minutes approval, looking at the national office budget, scheduling any additional meetings, and the question I raised was, do we need to have a motion to the PNB for a special PNB meeting in November? So I guess you can put that on the agenda as an item. And then, yes, go ahead.
Could you tell me what email that is that has this printed agenda in it?
It didn't have it printed as an agenda. Let me see if I can find which one that was. It was 10:12 p.m. Pacific time, 19 hours ago, online. It was labeled Forward National Office Preliminary FY 2017 Budget, one attachment. Says that's the second sentence. Says that's the main item on our agenda besides minutes approval and scheduling additional meetings. We may also need a motion to propose a special PNB budget meeting later in November. I think I heard someone just get on the call.
Serene, chair.
Serene, hi.
Okay.
So we're on the stream already, and I was proposing as an agenda roll call, agenda approval, minutes approval, the Pacifica National Office proposed 2017 budget, scheduling additional meetings, and a discussion of a motion to propose a special PNB meeting to deal with the budget later in November. I guess I'm not supposed to make motions. Go ahead.
The only budget we're taking up tonight is the national office.
Well, people do have the WBI one. It's up to the body. Do you want to consider that after we kind of put off the station budgets to try to resolve the question of what the central service is going to be after the PNB rejected our previous recommendation.
Adriana?
Go ahead.
Did you send the agenda, you said, by email?
I said it was an email that included the PNO budget. It was not labeled agenda, so it's the second sentence in that email, and I just read it.
I have a question. Do we have an item there where we will discuss, because we know that the PNB rejected the percentage that we proposed, Do we have a line there after talking about the national office budget about that?
No, we don't, but I guess you're right that we should, since the last recommendation was rejected. So why don't we add that to the agenda?
Should be after the
after the P&O budget.
About the P&O. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so that revised agenda would be, having done the roll call, agenda approval, minutes approval, the P&O budget, a motion regarding central services to recommend to the PNB, scheduling additional meetings, and the question of proposing a motion to the PNB for a special PNB budget meeting later in November. Serene, did you want to add the WBAI budget to that?
This is Joseph Jordy McCall.
Okay, thank you, Joseph.
I would like to do whatever gets us off the phone by 10 o'clock.
Mr. Chair?
Uh-huh.
Well, what I have is roll call, agenda approval, minutes approval, the P&O budget, and what's the thing after that?
A motion to the recommend to the PNB a schedule for central service payments for the stations. Additional meetings, scheduling additional meetings, and a motion to the PNB to propose a special PNB budget meeting later in November.
This is Barbara on the call.
Hi.
Hi, mm-hmm.
Hi Barbara. So we're on the stream already, by the way, for the people mm-hmm. who came on late.
It sounds like you're working out the agenda, right?
Yes.
Okay, and who came in just before?
Barbara.
Before Barbara?
Joseph.
Joseph Davis is here? Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
All right. So then it would be roll call, agenda approval, minutes approval, the P&O, the national office budget, a motion to the PNB about central services. Is that how you want to phrase it?
Yeah.
Okay. Additional meetings, and motion to propose a special PNB budget meeting later in November. And yeah. Adjournment time?
I heard...
I have a point of information, Michael.
Yeah, go ahead, Serena.
Okay, so what is the status, if anyone knows, of the WBI Finance Committee looking at the draft budget that the GM provided several weeks ago?
Well, we can answer that, but our... Okay. Well, the fast answer is I posted it for folks, and folks looked at it, and the committee didn't consider that it was really... It's so preliminary and so draft of a draft, as the management put it, that it was not worth yet looking at. In other words, the committee would like something rather more substantial before we spend time looking at it, because this, what we've got is not very together looking. Anyway, is there an adjournment time being proposed?
Well, I heard Serena earlier proposing 10 o'clock Pacific for an adjournment time. Or at least it,
10 Eastern.
That,
10 Eastern.
10 Eastern. Sorry, 10 Eastern. Yes.
So do we have any times for any of these?
Well, we're taking longer on the agenda than I thought we would, but 5 minutes for the agenda, 5 minutes for the minutes, 5 minutes for additional meetings, 5 minutes for proposing a PNB meeting later in November, 15 minutes for the. Central services motion, and whatever the difference between that and the amount of time we have left for the P&O budget.
Okay, so it'll be roll call, then agenda approval 5 minutes, minutes approval 5 minutes, P&O budget how long?
Well, the time remaining. The
right.
time remaining
we'll
if
calculate
we give,
that later.
Skip that and go.
Yeah.
Motion to the PNB about central services.
15.
Budget.
I think it's going to take a little longer. 15.
Okay, how long for that one?
15.
15. Additional meetings?
And 5 minutes.
And, okay.
And 5 minutes for the special.
A special PNB budget meeting later in November, 5 minutes, and then adjourn 10 o'clock Eastern. So is somebody making that motion?
I'm assuming I can't, as the chair. Somebody want to make that?
It's a committee.
Well, have we calculated how many minutes this is then?
We have an hour and 15 minutes till 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern. So if we just put it about 35, so we have about 55 for the P&L budget.
Question, Michael.
Yeah.
A time certain of 10 p.m. doesn't stop us from ending sooner, right?
No.
Well, then. I move 10 o'clock.
I think you should put 50 minutes for the budget.
Okay. Let me say 45, maybe we'll end 10 minutes early.
Okay, so P&O budget is 45?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's roll call, agenda approval 5 minutes, minutes approval 5 minutes, P&O budget 45 minutes, motion to PNB about central services 15 minutes, additional meetings 5 minutes, motion to propose a special PNB budget meeting later in November 5 minutes, adjourn at 10 p.m. Eastern.
No later than. Okay.
Well.
Nancy Gordon on the call. Director.
Somebody else get on? Who's that, Nancy? Gordon?
Nancy.
Okay.
Okay, I think I heard Barbara moving that. Is there any objection?
Wait, what?
I think I heard Barbara Whipperman move that agenda.
Yes. And I'd like to ask a question about some of this.
Okay. Go ahead.
What the motion to propose a special PNB budget meeting later in November? The NFC is going to propose a special PNB meeting.
That's a recommendation.
Okay.
You know, we can discuss it and decide not to do it. I'm just saying I think we need to think about it.
I just wanted to find out what that means.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything we do is a recommendation. Okay, so it's been moved to no seconds in committees. Is there any objection? Hearing none. You did get minutes a couple of weeks ago from ARPA for September 20th. Is there a motion on those?
Move to approve.
Okay, any discussion? Can we approve them without a vote, or do we need a vote?
No.
Any objections?
Only if there's an objection.
I'm just abstaining.
All right, any objections?
Roberts is abstaining.
Okay, so call the roll quickly, Arpal.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
I don't think that if somebody wants to be noticed like abstaining, we don't need to call unless that somebody objects. The member is asking to be in the minutes like abstaining, that's it. I don't think that we need to call.
I don't want to argue about it, so...
That's okay, whatever you want to do it.
Okay,
I just call the roll on the minutes.
All right. The motion is to approve the minutes of the September 20th meeting. Nick Arena.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Joseph Davis. R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Serene Roberts.
Abstain.
Barbara Whipperman.
Yes.
Can you go back? Joseph Davis. I think you dropped.
I think I heard somebody leave the call.
7-4-0 against 1 abstention.
Okay, somebody come back on?
Yeah, Joseph.
Okay. All right, next question is the P&O preliminary budget. I just sent you some additional documents that a friend sent me not long ago, but maybe a friend can sort of present something about the budget, and people have the documents. They have a chance to open them. Well, it would probably help if you're at a computer. A friend, did you want to, you know, kind of go through the high points?
Hello, Michael?
Yes.
You're talking to me?
Yes, I said, do you want to go through the high points of the Pacifica National Office budget proposal for fiscal year 2017?
Okay. I have prepared the budget based on the latest developments. Today, we received three emails from the insurance brokers, and they required some revisions of the earlier budget, which I prepared. So about an hour ago, I have sent to Michael the new draft. So I assume you have that new draft, the latest one. Version November 1, 2016. Is that what you have right now with you?
Michael, I could respond. I actually have been poring over yesterday's budget. So
actually, there's not much difference.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask.
The
only
difference is the insurance.
Adriana? Point of information.
Sure, go ahead, Adriana.
Efren said that he sent it to you. Did you send it to us?
Yes. 28 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I mean, I got it 34 minutes ago or something like that. And
okay, thank you.
You.
Okay. The change in the insurance is that I have added a provision so that in case Pacifica later on decides to opt for obtaining the extension of time within which to file claims against directors and officers for fiscal year 2016. We received that quotation from the insurance broker requiring us to pay $32,000 so that even if the fiscal year 2016 D&O policy has expired, there will still be allowed another 12 months within which claims against 2016 can be filed. That's the only revision. But in the meantime, I just made a link. So if you have this, if you would open the assumptions tab, that's the end of all the tabs. That's at the right side. And go to cell one, row 149, column G. So G149, you will notice that it shows nothing. But if you put the amount of insurance that we should add, let's say you type in your computer 32,115, automatically the annual budget and cash flow that you have, they will adjust automatically. So in the meantime, we can discuss the budget as is without that provision of 32,115 additional insurance expense. Now, we have the tab for the annual budget as well as the tab for the cash flow. In the cash flow, you would notice that the balance of cash every end of month is generally on the negative side. So you will say, how can we operate with negative cash balance? It is the purpose of showing the balances is just to let you know how much more or less do we need from to be collected from the stations. In this budget, we have used the old central services, but then we need more revenue, as in listener support or mail drive. We need additional income from our main from the mail drive. Last year we had only about 4,900 mail drive income for 2016. So for 2017 we provided 6,000. Generally, the bulk of the cause of the change of the deterioration in the cash balance is our effort to pay the accounts payable, the old accounts payable. As of end of September 30, we have 382,000 old payables, and we are targeting to pay about 222,000 of that amount. Now, of course, it is just for presentation purposes. If we do not have the money, we do not have the collection from the stations, then of course we do not pay any to these vendors. However, we need to consider that a bulk of these payables are the results of negotiated settlements like the FSRN. We are committed to pay 7,000 a month, and that if we do not pay, they can revive the case against Pacifica. All in all, I have shown in the budget what we are expected to spend. So our predicament right now is the cash balance. We are unable to, we have not been collecting the central services from the stations. For October, only KPFA was able to remit to us its central services. All the others failed. That's all I can say right now.
Are we having questions along the way, Michael?
I just wanted FN to repeat, for what month did you say that the central services?
For October. You were able to collect only from one station, KPFA. All the others have not paid.
Okay. Do you want to take questions as we're going along? That was what Barbara was asking. Did you want us to hold the questions, or are you otherwise willing to take some questions as we proceed?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. Mine would maybe just clarify a couple things.
Sure, go ahead, brother.
Well, thank you, Efren. This is a tremendous big effort, I can see. And about the directors and officers insurance, you're saying that claims could still be made, but there is no new policy in place. Is that correct?
Correct. There is no new policy for fiscal year 2017.
Okay, but there is still a year's worth of some kind of coverage.
If we pay the premium of
$32,115. Oh, I see.
That's what we received. That's the email we received today.
I see.
Which,
so there is a big payment that needs to be done.
Yes.
So can you remind me, when we weren't in a lot of trouble, what did a year's worth of this kind of insurance cost, approximately? If you don't remember, it's all right. Don't worry.
I don't remember.
That's okay. And then I have one other question. When you say, let's see, about the cash flow, and you were using the old central services rate that was expected, or the actuals that were paid when you were figuring the cash flow? In other words, I know that there, in some ways, that the budget is done. A figure would be put in there for what a station should pay.
Yes.
But in fact, that doesn't mean that it was collected. So, for figuring out the cash flow going forward, I think is what you mean, right? For the new budget.
That's a projection.
Yes. What figure did you use for the central services? What was actually paid during the past year, or the rate that had been expected to be paid, the sum that had expected to be paid?
Yeah. If you would compare the annual budget and the cash flow, they have the same figures for central services, meaning what the stations are supposed to pay.
Supposed to pay.
That is what we reflect also in the cash flow.
Okay. So it doesn't, at these, both of these documents, there is no reflection of what was actually paid.
Everyone.
In those cells.
Everyone is expected to pay here during the year, even October, the last month.
I know that. I never quite got in my mind the difference between accrual and where I learned accounting was different than the way things are done here. And so when some of these concepts come into play, it's kind of hard to imagine what's happening. I know that we use figures in budgets that we expect to happen, but if they do not, then the financial statement looks very different because we're showing what actually happened. So I think I understand that what you've done is both in the budget and in the cash flow, you've used the figures that are expected to be paid.
Yes.
Okay. That's what I want to understand.
But you would notice that even if the expected central services are collected,
it's not enough.
The cash balance at the end of the month, of each month, still is not enough.
Still is not enough.
That's why my fear is that if 2017 will be a repeat of 2016 in terms of collecting central services,
then we're really in bad shape.
I just cannot imagine how we will survive.
No, I understand. Okay.
So I have some questions along the same lines. The central services figures that you use as projections for the coming year, are those the same figures that were used for the past year, or is there the last 2 years? So, in other words, there was no shift to the number of base years that were used to determine what central services would be. The original idea was it was going to be a floating average of 5 years, but we're just using the same number that we did last time.
Actually, there's a leeway here, because it is probable that this year 2017 we may be able. I expect that we will be able to improve our mail drive, where I provided only 6,000. In 2015,
right,
we had more than 100,000, and that's something. And I think the plan now is to send appeals to a lot of supporters. But, of course, you will understand that for purposes of preparing the budget, I cannot assume that we will be collecting 100,000 in 1 year.
Right.
I mean, you have to be, what they call, a little... Maybe we are too conservative in these estimates, but we do not want to assume too much.
Yeah, in other words, if we do get closer to the 2015 figure than to the 2016 figure, that would go towards reducing those negative cash balances, essentially, because money would be coming in from the mailings that's not currently listed here. But my question was, I just wanted, this is thinking about the later question of coming up with a formula. All of the stations have suffered decreases to one extent or another in their listener support over the last couple of years. We're not in a position to adjust the central service payments downward to reflect that, is what you're saying. We have to maintain the central services payments that were expected the last 2 years for this next year to come even close to balancing a budget at the national office. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I had another question about the insurance expense. That's line 75, I think, on the annual budget page. And so for fiscal year 2017 projected, it's quite a bit more than for 2016. It's a little bit less than it was for 2015. And you're saying that's without, that does not include the D&O insurance?
Does not include the D&O insurance. Actually, I provided 75. If you would go to the tab for insurance, I provided 25,000 each for January, March, and May, so that is 75,000. But of course, we are not yet definite if you will be able to find an insurance company who would be willing to extend D&O policy to Pacifica. But there is a provision of 75.
So you're saying that is included in the 258,000 for insurance includes a possible payment for directors and office insurance.
So if
we can find someone who would provide it.
Yes. So if you open the tab for insurance for January, March, and May.
Yeah, so you have the different columns for Hartford and D&O and so on. And liability, equipment, media, crime and employee dishonesty. Okay, workers' comp. All right, thank you.
Tony?
Yeah, go ahead, Tony.
Can you add Fred to the stack?
Yeah.
Is that Louisiana also for the stack?
And Fred.
And Fred, okay.
And our poll.
One quick question on the 32,000. Had you all discussed where that would come from? Do we already have that available, or how would we pay the 32,000 to extend the claim period?
What we currently do is that when we have collections, then we first budget what we are supposed to pay in the next 2 months, salaries, health insurance. And then when we have money available, then we pay. That's how we survive right now.
So you're saying you're just waiting to see what comes in to see, because we got a lot of things that have to be paid, like payroll and audit and election expenses that need to be paid. So how do you make a distinction between that and the 32 to extend? Now, what are your projections on how to deal with that as it relates to the 32,000?
That's a question that I cannot clearly answer, because as I said, we just depend on what we can collect. In fact, we used to be expecting that we will continue collecting from KPFK, but now KPFK is trying to buy some employees to buy them out, and to pay them, of course, they would have to postpone paying us their central services. And that is $36,829 a month. Now, we do not expect, I do not project, it's in the budget, but honestly, I do not believe that you will be able to collect the $36,829 a month from KPFK in the next 4-5 months. I'm not sure. I doubt it.
Did that answer your question, Tony? Okay, I had Adriana, Fred, and R. Paul in that order next. Adriana?
Yes, hi. Efren, called my attention the huge difference that we have in listener support. Look to me, according to what we have, that in 2015, we have $117,000, and last year was $5,000, and this year is $6,000. Aren't we planning a mail driver?
In 2015, I understand we had a mail drive in December, for December, so that right now, by November, we should be able to send out those appeals. I understand EDIA is now planning to send appeals,
yes.
Hopefully for by December, January, February, March, we would start to receive donations from those mail drive.
Yes, that's why my question is, why is only 6,000 the projection for 2017?
Why not use a bigger amount? Is that what you mean?
Why is the figure?
Yes, it's so low. I mean, if we are expecting, if we are doing it, and you know, we know that we are doing that, why is so low that number?
In 2015, my understanding, that it was also done, of course, I mean, fiscal year 2016, because that is November 2015.
Yes.
My understanding is that we had done it, but it did not give us good results. And that's why I'm a bit hesitant in using an amount. I can use, yes, of course, we can use any amount here, but we do not want to assume too much.
Yes, yes. No, I'm sorry. I didn't imply that you should put the same amount in 2015, but call my attention because I know that we are doing a main drive.
Yeah.
A main driver, and I'm thinking 6,000 is so low there. Well, that's okay. I mean, we can talk about that later. The second question is, I see that the personal cost is being up. Well, I know. You are taking there under consideration hiring, the executive director from, part of the year. I saw that. And the last one is
CFO.
Yeah, and the CFO. What about the LUPAC? How could that be that the conference call will be $7,000 up this year?
We are averaging about $2,000 a month, and sometimes $1,500, sometimes $1,800, but sometimes more than $2,000. So I use $2,000 for an average monthly provision for conference calls.
We have in 2015, $17,000, and in 2016, $17,000, almost $18,000. That's why I call my attention that will not match up. Okay, other considerations, but that's okay. We can talk about that later. I will let everybody else to ask their questions. Thank you.
That's Fred next, and then I'll call.
Yes. Efren, I have a question about the election expenses here. I see on line 58 you have two sets of election expenses. There's $13,500 from July through September of next year that you have in here. I assume that the expenses earlier in the year from October through December are paying off the last election, but the $13,000 from July through September, what's the purpose of those expenses? I have a second question after that.
Actually, it's just a provision because I'm not really sure if the local, if the elections, if the LSB elections will be every year. So for this purpose, I provided these amounts for July, August, September. I'm not really sure because...
My understanding is there's no election next year.
Ah, then we can remove that.
Yeah,
I'll remove that.
Yeah.
Okay, and then my other question is, there was a fine that was associated with the SAG-AFTRA negotiations and settlement, and Lydia said at the last LSB meeting that the national office would be paying that. Can you tell me where that would be located in this budget?
Can you repeat? What do you mean SAG-AFTRA?
There is a negotiation with the SAG-AFTRA union here in Los Angeles about KPFK, and my understanding that there was a fine that was that Lydia said that the national office would be paying for.
I'm not sure about that because if it is KPFK SAG-AFTRA, then KPFK is the one who would be accountable for that. If we are not even collecting central services now from KPFK, and I'm not sure. I mean, it's my first time to hear about that commitment.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Paul.
Okay. First. It's a little difficult dealing with. It was difficult dealing with a budget that came in. In the wee hours of the morning, but now one that came in more recently in the last hour or two is really difficult. So, on the you're projecting, it looks like you're projecting in the annual budget tab to come out 237. Arial 7 is not a great font to use. 237.988 in the black?
I have 270.
I'm looking at cell Q130 on the annual budget tab.
Yes, 270.105.
Okay, what cell is that in then?
Yeah, it's correct. Q130.
Okay,
270,105.
Right.
That's what we were discussing earlier with Barbara when she mentioned that we are accruing the central services, recording them as income, even if we are not sure yet if we will be collecting them from the station. That's why we have this income of 270,105.
270,105?
Yes.
Because I got 237,988 over here in cell Q130.
No, we have it in 37.
Is that file the version November 1, 2016?
Yeah,
the wrong cell.
Okay.
No, you might be looking at the wrong entire spreadsheet. Are you looking at the
version 1101?
Yeah, 1101 to 016.
Repeat the cell number, Efren.
Q130.
I'm looking at Q130 and it's
237.
Q37. I assume that we are talking of the latest revision today after reflecting what the emails we received from the insurance broker.
I plugged in. I went to assumptions. Where is it now? And I plugged in that number.
Oh, you put something in.
Well, that's what we said to do in the assumptions tab on cell G149. I put in 32117. That's what I was supposed to do, right?
Wait. You are talking about in the assumptions.
G149.
Yes, that's the version November 1, 2016, 1101 to 016. Yes.
Right. So I plugged in 32117.
115, or anyway, it's only $2 difference.
Okay, that shouldn't be a thing. And would that be what's making me see 237,988?
What's
the difference?
Q130?
237,988?
Yes.
Versus
70,088.
That's the difference.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that is it. So you're projecting surplus at the end of year of 237,988. But the cash flow is negative for every month. And I hear what you've said already about some of this, but this is a huge disparity here. And
if you go to the cash flow,
yeah.
If you go to row 136, you will find that there is a provision here as payment of overdue accounts payables that for the year would total $222,000.
Right.
And that's what you are referring to. Why a cash balance of only $14,000 or $10,000, and while we show net income of so much? That's why if you go to the next tab, reconciliation of the budget and the cash flow, is everyone following this discussion?
Yeah.
You go to reconciliation of budget and cash flow, and there on row 4, you will see the income per month. But then after that, you will if you go to the reconciling items, on row 14, that is, we need to deduct that accounts payable settlements, $222,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then in addition, there is a provision for upgrade of the Great Plains of $45,000. Those are the major items. So that the paper profit is basically eaten by these projected or budget expenditures.
Yeah, the same thing is true here as for all the stations. There's the sort of operating budget for the current fiscal year, and then there are all the obligations that are carried over in overdue payables or unpaid bills from the previous year that have to be met out of the income that's coming in now, because they weren't paid then.
Okay.
Plus, they're prorating the cost of the upgrade on that was in the notes. They're upgrading, prorating the cost of the upgrade on Great Plains over a period of years, but they actually have to pay out the cash.
Yeah, you have to spend.
Okay, this is. I still have to look up more of this since we only got it so very recently. All right, so you're projecting that. You're projecting the, getting back to it again. You're projecting the 237,988 in the black, but then it will all be eaten by past
being
due
payable.
Bills.
Yeah.
Which, okay, all right.
There's not much change really in the concept or in the figures except the insurance expense, comparing this new one with the previous draft that was submitted.
And with this insurance, at the WBII local finance committee, someone brought up the idea that the insurance would only actually cover the directors that were from 2016, and then any new directors that come in 2017 might not be covered. Is there any way to clarify exactly what the coverage would be for this, what is it, $32,000 that we would end up paying?
Barbara, with the point of something.
Adriana.
Okay.
Fred.
Adriana, are you trying to respond to that question, or?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
What I'm trying to say, we need to be careful. We are an open meeting, and we cannot, Efren is, he's doing his best with the financial team, but it's not up to him to make those decisions. And he cannot answer for something that the PMB and the executive director need to decide. We need to be careful when we talk in open session about things that, you know, it's not up to Efren to answer those questions.
Okay, I'm asking a question that came a question and suggestion that came up in the public WBAI local finance committee meeting. So, if we can ask and answer that, that's life, I suppose. All right, thank you.
Well,
I'm sorry, I have a question later on, but I don't know if I can do it in open session. Something about salary.
You got salary information in a separate version of this, but we're not talking about salaries, individual salaries on this call.
No, I understand. We cannot talk about the specific persons, some information here that is, I think that should be public. We cannot talk about, I want to know, is the salary increase, when and how was the salary increase decision was made?
There's no decision for the salary increase yet.
Okay, but it's here in the budget. I can see it.
Yeah, there. But you can. The
total salary goes up in January and in June because there's an expectation of hiring a CFO and hiring a.
No, Michael, I'm sorry. I think that Efren is answering what I'm saying. That is not the point. The point is a percentage salary increase that I can see here when I go to the salary tab. That in a specific cases is a percentage, but that's what I'm asking. It's in the budget, but wasn't approved by the PMB, right? The salary increase.
That is a provision. For January, we have, starting January, we have a provision for the CFO starting June. For December, there is a provision of 750 for one person.
Okay, I'm going to suggest that we not get into this in this level of detail on this call. Maybe we can schedule an executive session if necessary. Barbara had a point of something, she said.
Yes, I think maybe it's possible. I'd like to just comment on what they were just talking about. The percentage, I believe, is not giving anybody percentage increase in their salary. It's a percentage in the total because people are scheduled to be hired at a certain month in the year. Isn't that right, Efren?
No.
Oh, sorry.
No.
Okay,
if
never mind.
You would notice, the total for November in the administration is 20,050,
mm-hmm.
and in December, the total is 20,800.
Okay, I'm wrong. But I would go to my real point that I wanted to make is we're really picking apart some very fine points here. Not that they need to be, you know, ignored, but the overall picture we're getting is there really is not enough money. And I think I'm looking at the clock and thinking of how much time we said we were going to spend discussing this. And I'm just wondering, is anybody timing the subject? You know, we had timekeepers sometimes saying, well, we've spent our 25 minutes or whatever. Are we doing that? Are we watching that? So we can try not to get totally hysterical at the end of the meeting. And when we do get to the part of motion to the PNB regarding something about this budget, I have something I would like to recommend.
Hey, Diana?
I can answer the question about timing.
Yeah. Go ahead,
this item started at 11 minutes to the hour. And we're now at 29 minutes after the hour.
And we were going to spend 45 minutes.
There's about 3 minutes left on this item, and after that we have about 25 minutes of other items remaining, 15 minutes on something regarding the central service payments, and 5 minutes each on other items. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes. I will feel more comfortable if, I don't know how the whole committee feels, but I think that the figures in nine listener support, 5,000, shouldn't be that amount, should be more. And we already know that will be a 13,500 that need to be deducted from board expenses, because we don't have in July, August, and September, we don't have that 13,500 for elections. I don't know how the rest of the members feel, but I think that the listener support is, that should be a very, a substantial amount, not the one that is there. Did you talk, Efrain, with the executive director about this issue? Because we know that we have a main driver.
I had to complete the budget, and that's why if you would go to the assumptions tab, we can easily change the figures. If you go to the assumptions tab, row 8, column F, the monthly estimate of 500, if we change that, let's say, to something like 5,000, instead of 500, we make it 5,000, then automatically the change will appear in the annual budget as well as in the cash flow, and that will have a big improvement in our cash balance.
Cash on hand. I'm looking at myself. I think it's probably premature.
I understand that, but I think that we should start with a different figure in line 8 about listener support. I think that this, even if we are really careful and conservative, 6,000 doesn't make any sense when we are paying much more than that just for the main driver. I think that that amount should be up.
Adriana, what he's saying is how you would adjust that is by making a change somewhere else. It would then get reflected there and in everywhere else in the budget.
Because No. I understand that, but that's what I'm saying. It's important that we talk to the executive director to be sure.
Point
that
of
we
order.
Okay.
Now that we can talk about.
Your point is understood. What's the point of order, Barbara? And then I want to call.
Well, I believe that Adriana is kind of jumping the gun. These are the kinds of things you would recommend as a director when all of this goes to the PNB. That's what it sounds like to me.
Let me call myself. I think it's premature. Adriana, I recognize myself and I have the floor. It's not back and forth. I think it's premature to vote on this budget as a recommendation to the PNB for various reasons, one of which we just identified. We need more information. The first round of the mailing actually went out already, and money is presumably coming in. Barbara, I think you made a loan. I made a loan. Other people made, I think Serene made a loan. Other people loaned some money to the national office to finance the first piece of the mailing with the idea that as money came in, it would pay off those loans and provide seed money for additional pieces of the mailing. But we have to see how that pans out. We don't have that information. We need to wait for that information. Some of the other changes we identified should be made in terms of expenses that are in here unnecessarily for the election and so on. Decisions have been made about the insurance, which we're not going to make tonight. in looking at the budget. So my suggestion is that we not actually vote on this budget yet, and that, you know, Ephraim will take what he's picked up from this discussion back to the national office, finance staff, and talk with the ED, IED, and with the consultant, and see if we can improve this. The main thing I think we're taking out of this is that this is based on, and probably continue, will even if we add some of those figures and subtract others, because of the difference between the actual cash situation and what is coming in, this is based on maintaining the actual central service obligations of last year and the year before, which means that it's not really based on a formula. It's based on those numbers. So I think we need to actually move into that discussion and see what we're thinking about, a recommendation to the PNB about that. I think Serene might want to talk about her, the question of the SCA, which is down here separately and has the details, you know, if we want to adjust how that's calculated in terms of central service obligations, that would also have to come into this budget in one way, shape, or form. So that's my procedural suggestion, is that we not vote on this budget right now and that it go back to the national office for some further discussion, but that based on what this budget is showing, we at least begin the discussion about central service payments to make a recommendation to the PNB. Any opinion on that question?
I agree, and if I can speak, I recommend that we skip to setting additional meetings and setting some speculated date. We'd like the PNB to have a later meeting in November, and then come back to talking about making some kind of a motion, even if it's not a motion to approve or recommend anything about this budget. Because I have a short motion I'd like to present.
A motion regarding the meetings or something else?
No, a motion regarding our financial situation as it relates to the budget business.
Point of order?
What's your point of order, Adriana?
I need to understand what are we doing. We already are done with this. We are discussing now the formula. Where are we in our agenda?
I was suggesting that we discuss the formula next. I think Barbara wants us to discuss the our meetings.
Set the dates and then go back.
And then come back to it.
I mean, it's something for now, because it, that will be for later, right? Now we are discussing the formula, or we are throwing what we think that we will do later on?
We have 23 minutes left unless we want to extend the meeting. Yeah. So that was budgeted as 15 minutes for the formula, 5 minutes for our own next meeting, and 5 minutes for a suggestion that the PNB schedule an additional meeting.
Okay. Are we discussing the formula right now then, 15 minutes?
That was my proposal. Okay. I think we should do it that way, because I think that will determine whether we can, what else, how much more business we have to deal with before the PNB can even look at a budget proposal.
Mr. Chair, so we're now going to motion to PNB about central services. That's what we're about to do now?
Yes.
And we're doing it now?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
So just to repeat what I said, the budget we just looked at is based not really on that formula, the last formula. It's based on just maintaining the same central service obligations that the stations had in the last several years. Now, that's problematic because the formula was based on a rolling average of listener support. And the rolling average of listener support is declining at all five stations. But we're saying that the central service obligations are not going to decline. So I think that's what we need to discuss.
Barbara for the stack.
Go ahead.
Well, I would like to, in the spirit of what you're trying to discuss here, I'd like to recommend a motion, and it is not specific to setting a different central services rate. But I will read it, and it's very brief, but it does the same thing that I was trying to get the group to address last meeting, which is that there really has to be some adjustment of our expenses before we can speculate what kind of money can be raised and what it can accomplish. And I know that this subject I'm going to bring up has been discussed a little bit, and I would like to just read this. It's a motion that says the NFC recommends that the PNB encourage any station having extreme difficulty meeting necessary expenses, particularly facility rental payments, seeks a cost-saving relocation to an educational institution in its same geographical area with broad... Excuse me, let me finish.
I'm sorry.
With broadcast facilities to share.
Miss Stevens.
I really object to this.
Adriana, let her finish reading the motion and then we'll...
And I'm going to send it right now.
President, right? Or we change the Robert Rule of Order for this meeting too.
Okay, what is your point of order, Adriana?
Mr. Chair, that motion is not germane to what we are discussing.
I didn't finish it. How do you know it's not germane?
Mr. Chair, I'm talking to you according to Robert Rule of Orders.
Please, one at a time. Please email your motion, Barbara.
I just sent it.
Okay, thank you. Continue, Adriana.
My point of order is what I just heard, or the part I just heard, is I'm asking you to be clear out of order because it's not germane to what we are discussing and the agenda that we approve, or we do this and we jump the agenda and doesn't matter what we vote. It's a point of order, Mr. Chair. Please make a decision. Point of order, you are the one that makes the decision.
Yes, I'm sorry. The point of order is well taken because we are discussing the recommendation to the PNB regarding central service payments. This is a motion regarding station budgets, which we still haven't even addressed. So I think there will be time on future agendas to take it up, Barbara. I pulled the point of order and ruled that the motion is out of order.
I would like the motion to be in the minutes, however.
I've
emailed it to you, and I have presented it. I do think it's relevant to the problems that we're dealing with.
Order, Mr. Chair.
And I object to people interrupting me when I haven't even finished.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Okay. That is the point of order, Adriana. Adriana, what's your point of order?
Can you please repeat that you consider this motion out of order? Because if that is the reason, it's not the reason why.
The
May I finish, Mr. Chair?
Okay, go ahead.
As out of order is the, as you decide, if this motion is out of order to include on the agenda something that is out of order.
Okay, my ruling is that the motion was made, it will be reflected in the minutes, and then it will be noted in the minutes that it was ruled out of order, and we're going to proceed with our business, which you have a little time for. We'll go back to the question of the central service payments. What we're essentially looking at is we are going to obligate the stations. Everybody needs to understand this. Any way you slice it, if we put in the SCA payments or not, I haven't heard from Serena on that question. We are saying that we are going to increase the central service obligations effectively of the stations compared to what the formula, previous formula, which was rejected by the PNB, would have called for, because the formula is based on the 5-year floating average of listener support. And every station I'm aware of has had a reduction in listener support over the last year or two at a minimum. So under the formula, the central service payments will be going down. We're looking at not letting them drop. So that's an effective increase. So everybody, you know, I'm not sure there's a motion yet, but that's what I'm trying to get people to discuss. My own opinion is we had a motion from this body to the PNB. It hasn't been dealt with yet, which is about revenue increase. Did I hear somebody ask for the floor?
Yes, it's Kathy Diana.
Go ahead.
Yes. We were discussing before, I think that in some other meetings probably, that, like you said, I mean, we see the necessity, the needs of the national office, and obviously we need to, that's why it was important that this budget was here, but there are so many things that are unclear to me. And one thing that I was thinking, why not the central service that is being paid, why not is a percentage of the total revenue? Because we saw through different, at least I see through different units, some of them are moving listener support and taking from listener support some that is major donors and change the definition of major donors and put some income in different revenue items, not just like listener support, to reduce the central service. And something that I think that is important too to make this decision is what happened with the SEA revenue that, like we said before, we agree that should be received like now by the national office, but in a way doesn't make any sense that we are punishing the station that have sidebands, not really recognizing that they are the ones that are producing this income. We need to talk about that issue too. And I think that all of that have to do with the final central service percentage, because all goes to the same place.
Barbara with a comment.
Barbara, go ahead.
I discussed this with one of our PNB reps from KPFA, and the research that she's aware of says that the license holder is entitled to the money from the subcarrier contracts. So even though these subcarriers are associated with particular stations, it seems legally, it is legal for the foundation to have the income. It's a disappointment to me, but that's what she has found out.
Tony?
Tony, to the second.
Well, first of all, I think we're drifting on this discussion about sidebands. That's a separate issue. I thought the subject was the formula for central services. So I think we're drifting away. But to me, the central question is not the formula. I mean, we can keep it like it is or whatever the formula is, but the fundamental question is stations are not paying it regardless of what the formula is. They're not paying zip. Some of them are not paying anything. So the question is, how do we get them, even if we set the new formula, how do we get the stations to pay the central services even under the new formula? That's our immediate financial issue that we're facing. That's what the budget of the central office just told us. We'll be in serious trouble if we don't collect central services. We're not collecting anything from any of these, some of these stations. So the question is, how do we get them to pay something to pay our bills over the next month or two from some of the stations? I understand the stations are having some difficult times, but we have to collect something from central services from some of the stations in order to meet the national office's obligations. So before we get too deep in the formula, I think our immediate concern is how do we get the stations to pay whatever it is we need them to pay from the central services that they owe? Maybe not the full amount, but something that they need to pay. Because even if we come to a conclusion tonight about a formula, what's the enforcement mechanism to make them pay it or part of it?
Sareem is next, and I'm going to call myself again.
Okay, so we discussed, I think Barbara made a similar assertion at the previous meeting. There's, I don't know the source of the affirmation that the money, quote, belongs to the foundation. We're all Pacifica. The policies of Pacifica are determined by the national board. The current policy for SBA monies is that it's supposed to be available for stations for special projects. And that's certainly not what's happening. I mean, it's going into operating expenses for the national office. And at any rate, it is not inconsistent to say that the national office should, or the license holder, which is, you know, the foundation, which is, again, all of us. But there's no contradiction in saying that the national office should collect the money and that the board can direct that it be applied to each station based on the source of those monies. So it is not reasonable to me that WBI, which, and I know there are issues about what percentage of the central services different stations are paying based on their fiscal condition, but it's not inconsistent to say that the monies should be applied to the central services of the individual station that generates the income, and saying that the national office will continue to collect that income and to use it for its expenses. But stations deserve to get credit for the monies that their antennas, their sidebands, subcarriers are generating.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, was there somebody asking for permission to speak?
Yes, put me in the list. No, okay. I don't want to jump.
Okay, so I was next on the stack. I think we have to do the math on the SEA question and figure out what the total central services obligation would be if the SEA payments were incorporated into central service payments and credited to certain stations. That would increase the overall amount of central service payments have to be made, because you have to make up for that difference one way or the other. So I think that has to be done.
Michael?
Yes?
That statement's not correct, though.
Right now, the central services are calculated on saying that the SCA income is National Foundation income, and then central services are on top of that. I'm saying if we incorporate those SCA payments as credit toward station central services, the overall amount of money that has to come in central services is going to increase. That is the case. So that has to be done. The overall answer to what Tony said is that there have to be revenue increases. It's not enough to say that we're going to apply the central service obligations to the entire station's entire revenue and not just its listener support, because the entire revenue at most of the stations is also down. It doesn't get to it. There has to be an increase in revenue at the station and at the national office. So we did say that we want to see a revenue increase on the listener support line, direct listener support to the national office. That's one piece of it. In terms of the formula, I don't think we can come up with a formula tonight either based on this discussion. I'm saying that math has to be recalculated. But I think that the solution lies in increasing revenue at each of the stations. Adriana was next.
And then yeah. Shaka got back on.
Yeah. Okay, and then Serene.
Yes, I like you said, I mean, we need to, that's why some discussion are central for this, because like you said, we are saying that the national office is have an income of $276,000. That is the sideband. The reality of that is benefiting the whole foundation. But this is if you look at the numbers, you have WBAI. We are complaining about people not paying central service, but WBAI is contributing to the foundation $90,000 a year in sideband. KPFT $36,000, KPFK $820,000, and KPFA $30,000. Those are the numbers that we have from now. What I'm saying is these stations are contributing all that money to the obviously Barbara, when Barbara mentioned that everything listener support, everything that you receive in KPFA, KPFT, all belongs only, it's only one foundation, the Pacifica Foundation. The rest are units, all belongs to the Pacifica Foundation. What we are saying is if we don't have the right numbers, if we don't start or we start not applying to the one that the benefit to the one that really bring that benefit to the foundation, doesn't make any sense. When we need to start, that's why it's important the original discussion with the Pacifica National Office budget, because they will receive anyway the $276,000, but the difference is the one that contribute to that are not the five stations equally, like we are trying to do when we come up with a formula. It's totally unequal. It's until the point that, like I said, KPFK is putting $120,000, WBAI $90,000. I mean, it's not equal at all. That is the point of that discussion. I agree that after we need to decide on the revenue or what the needs are without counting with these little things, and then will be a different balance. And then will be a totally different or more equal distribution of what need to be the national office budget. And from there, we can arrive to a number that makes sense. Obviously, I agree with everybody else that we need to, it's so easy to say that we need more income. Nobody have any doubts. The problem is the how.
Thank you. I think you're talking about the time. All right. Well, I'm going to ask for a motion to extend the meeting for 10 minutes to deal with the scheduling.
So moved.
Who is that?
Doreen. That's 10 minutes beyond the end time of 10 p.m.
Okay. Any objection to extending the meeting for 10 minutes?
Well, hold. Okay. So the motion is to... I was calling over for the orders of the day on the item. We actually have 4 minutes left of the meeting. So what are we extending?
We're extending the meeting for
10 minutes from the end time, the scheduled end time of 10 p.m.
Okay, so to make it end time 10 p.m. Eastern.
Yes, that would allow for 2 5-minute discussions yet for the items we haven't dealt with. So the orders of the day is there a motion on the question of the central services? I didn't hear one. And personally, I don't think we're in a position to do it yet.
Did we just agree on extending?
Yeah.
I asked for objections. I didn't hear any.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that.
Okay. So Serena, I think, had some. There still is 2 minutes left for this discussion item, I think.
No, that's what I was calling for orders of the day on.
Okay.
Motion to the PNB about central services. It's gone more than 15 minutes.
Okay. There is no motion. Is that correct? I didn't hear anybody make a motion.
I don't have a motion here.
No. Okay. So you're saying time expired on that?
Yes.
So the next item is scheduling additional meetings. I was going to look at KPFDX. It's tough because it's holiday months.
We're suspending the holidays this year.
Yeah, that's right. So we have a meeting currently scheduled on the 15th of November. That's 2 weeks from tonight. Does anyone want to meet? The 8th is election day. I was just pointing out that next Tuesday, the 8th, is election day. Go ahead, Serene. You want to make a proposal?
I was going to propose that we meet on the 29th because the week in between is Misgivings Week, right? Misgivings Day?
Well, that's the Thursday. The Tuesday is nothing.
There are people who travel. I don't know whether any of those people are on this committee. It's not a problem for me, for sure. Okay, then the 22nd. And 29th.
November 22nd, we are talking.
Yeah, we have a meeting coming scheduled on the 15th. I think we're going to need additional meetings. So
so the 22nd and 29th.
On the call to make the 22nd. Speak up. Why don't we say it's a motion and we'll vote on it? Is there any objection to the 22nd?
Okay, so the motion is to meet on November 22nd. Is it going to be regular or special?
I think it should be regular because it's unpredictable what we're going to be dealing with at this point. Just an additional
point
meeting.
Of information?
Yes, Adriana.
We have obviously all the stations are working or have their budgets ready, but or ready. I'm an optimist, but obviously what we need to go first to be sure that we have the total budget from the national office and all these formulas ready. Because if not, I mean, we cannot adjust the unit budgets accordingly, right?
Yes, I think on the agenda for the 15th, which is a ready scheduled meeting, we have to come back to the P&O budget and the formula and everything else that didn't get done at this meeting, and maybe one of the station budgets, hopefully at least one.
Okay.
And then we'll continue with that on the 22nd.
And I'm sorry, other point, I sent already the email to all of us, but I think that it's really important that we, I don't know, you want to say it, are you repeating that? Because we received some budget, but they don't conform to what it's supposed to be. I mean, we need the budget.
I sent the WPFW budget and the WBAI budget to the national financial staff to see if they can provide some assistance on getting those in the format that we're looking for.
Okay, so I understand, but we have the same problem. I'm sorry, Michael, but we have the same problem with other budgets, right? We have some budget that we are incomplete with some of these numbers not available for us to see. I sent an email today at 6:03 Central Time, right? With all the details. And I want to be sure that like Arpol explained that very clearly, and I want to be sure that everybody realized that we have to do it that way, because if not, it's a waste of time of everybody.
Yeah, I've sent that request repeatedly to all the station general managers and business managers, but I can do it again. But I'm saying that for WBAI and WPFW, they're going to need some assistance. That's my impression. And so we're asking the national office to assist with that. You're more informed about KPFT than I am, but I'm assuming that what you're dealing with at the LSB there is in the format we're looking for. In any event, I heard no objection to the 22nd. Is that right? So we have meetings scheduled on the 15th and the 22nd. I don't see one. Go ahead, Serene.
I had proposed the 22nd and the 29th.
And the 29th, okay. 15th to 22nd, the 29th.
So that Will they be regular meetings?
I think they all need to be regular meetings because we already have Barbara's motion is now in the queue there somewhere, and there are other things that might come up. So,
Adriana?
Michael, our Paul for a comment on what you said.
Okay, Adriana, if our Paul goes ahead, and then you're next after that. Go ahead, our Paul.
Yeah, regarding sending WBAI's budget to the national office is already supposed to be doing the WBAI budget.
I understand that. Okay. I sent them what we got sent, so just to make sure they had it.
Right. Okay, just making sure. Thank you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, I think we must use the 22, the 22nd and the 29th, because that will be perfect if we can have all the budgets ready. We can ask, we have December, I think that is December 1st, if the next, will be 2 days later, will be the PMB meeting, and we can present all those budgets to the PMB, right?
Yes, so I'm going to take that as the next agenda item. Let me just make sure there's no objection to the 22nd and 29th for two additional meetings. All right, hearing none, and we're scheduled for the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th. Our Paul, will you put those up?
Yeah.
Okay, so then I'm going to take Adriana's as a motion regarding the question of scheduling an additional PNB meeting. It doesn't seem like we can do it in November. There's really no time. So I think we're talking about trying to get a motion to the PNB for their regular December 1st meeting. I think Adriana is correct.
This is Serene.
Serene, go ahead.
So I would like to propose, the PNB is meeting on the 3rd of November. Oh, when is that? Tomorrow?
The PNB is meeting 2 days tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay, so I would propose that we propose to the PNB that in addition to the December 1st meeting, that they also schedule a meeting for December 8th. Oh, that's going to be a busy month. Sorry, one second. December 1st and December 8th. Huh?
Yes, a point of information to you, Serene. Are you saying a special budget meeting on December 8th or just
right.
An additional? Okay. All right, so let's take that as a motion, a recommendation from the NFC to the PNB that it schedule a special budget meeting on December 8th.
So our motion is that the NFC propose that the PNB schedule a special budget meeting for December 8th, 2016.
Yeah. And is there any objection to that? Efren, are you still on the call?
Yes.
I'm here.
So I think what we're saying is we want to see a somewhat revised version of the national office budget a week from tonight. I'm sorry, 2 weeks from tonight at our scheduled meeting on the 15th.
Yeah.
All right, so I think we completed our business then. Is that right? The recommendation to the NFC passed without objection, is that right?
That's what I have.
Okay, and our...
Sorry.
Go ahead.
This is me. Okay, so, you know, I don't know into what category this inquiry falls, but, you know, we all talk about the need for greater income, and what we're selling, our product, if you will, is our programming. There's a motion that passed through that was passed by the PNB about programming operations, requiring general managers to provide certain information about how programming changes, how it's publicized, how it's evaluated, and also requiring general managers to provide certain information about the CABs, which are required to do community needs assessments, which should be the thrust, you know, the that thing toward which we are responding in our programming. And that motion has not been complied with, to my knowledge, by any general manager. So would it be appropriate for us to urge the PNB to reassert the need for general managers to do that?
Well, there's a programming committee meeting on the 17th of this month. Maybe it's more appropriate there.
It may also be appropriate there, but I guess my question is there any reason that we could not require that management be responsive to the PNB's request for information about how they do the job, how they prepare the sausage, if you will?
Tony?
Or Paul?
Okay, Tony or Paul, we have a minute left of the meeting. Just want to point that out. Go ahead, Tony.
I think we're stretching it. I mean, this really is the providence of a programming committee. To stretch it to the finance committee is really a stretch trying to make it relevant. We don't have the time. And I think we don't even have the time to discuss it properly. We only got a minute left in the meeting. So I think that's something that should be on the program committee to follow up on.
All right, I'll call Emory. You have to adjourn unless somebody extends it again.
I agree with what Tony just said. That's it.
Okay. All right, we're at 7:10, and that's the adjournment time. So thank you all for your participation. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Good night. Thanks to Cherry.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.